Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America! We're so excited, can't y'all tell? About today. It's such an amazing day. You know, guys, how we always give the Lord his glory.
Yes.
So today is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. So we are so glad. So we just want to say good morning, Father God. Thank you for waking us up today, that we have another day to be all that we can be today.
Yes.
So we just want to be encouraged today, so be encouraged. And we got some special stuff going on this morning, y'all.
Yes.
It's so amazingly special, and I'm so excited. Can't y'all tell? Laura, aren't you excited?
I'm so excited!
What do you have to say this morning to the radio and hashtag Facebook audience?
Buenos dias, America. Good morning, America. I just want to say that God is good. And I'm excited about the greater things that are here now for his glory. And I'm just so blessed to be here with my beautiful sister.
Yes, yes, yes.
They're on fire for Jesus and on fire for the word of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And today is so incredibly special. We have an amazing special guest today in the house, Chef Malika McGee. So good morning, Malika. Yes, good morning. So what would you like to say to America this morning?
I'm happy to be here.
Amen.
It's like I told y'all earlier, just coming out here, I really prayed about being on a radio show. Like I was adamant about, I'm coming out here to Dallas and I'm getting on somebody's radio show. I don't know whose radio show I'm going to be on, right?
Okay.
Just so happened I'm on God's radio show.
All right.
I'm excited.
Everything, like I told her,
my church at home is Greater Idea Baptist Church.
Good morning, Greater Idea.
Always got to represent, and our motto is everything you need is in the house. So I feel like being here at the mansion, God put me in the same exact place where everything that I needed was right here in the house.
Amen.
I mean, from mentally, spiritually, financially, emotionally. I mean, everything that you need is literally right here at the mansion.
Amen.
So I'm just thankful that I'm here and you just connect everybody. Like,
Amen.
You just in a, I mean, just being put here is showing me that all the dreams that I have can work because you're making them work every day at this place.
Amen.
So. And if y'all are in, I've been saying it wrong because my GPS says it something else, but it's, how do you say it?
Pantego. Pantego.
Pantego. They see GPS say Pantego. That's what the GPS says. It says Pantego. That's what it says. So if you are in Pantego, y'all need to come to 2700 West Park Road
now.
And get to this mansion. It is off the chain. We got boutiques. People up here just giving you dresses and smashing them right there. I mean, you have a workout studio.
Yeah.
If your kids want dance classes.
Come on now.
There's a massage parlor.
Yeah.
There's nails, hair. Everything you want is right up here. Yeah. So, and then you got ladies that really are what I like to call true believers and true Christians because they exude it. They just don't go to church on Sundays and then live their life. It's every day with these ladies.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Every day. It's infectious is what it is.
It's infectious
being out there. Yes. I told everybody, I got some new teethies. I got some new teethies. Yes, ma'am.
That is
not getting rid of me at all. I am here. My room is in the corner. Like, that's my room. Like, y'all not getting rid of me.
Well, I thank God that my family, our family is growing. My love is growing.
It is. That's what God said. And what's so amazing about that, that's why we want to always give God the glory.
Yes.
Just thank you so much for that impartation this morning,
Melissa,
because, you know, when you have a vision and you work hard, because everybody has a vision.
Mm-hmm.
You just depends on how hard you got to work,
mm-hmm.
you know, for it to manifest and continue to do what it does. Mm-hmm. But we just want to give you the scriptures for today because it is because of what God tells us about who we are. So everybody, y'all know we're going to elaborate on the bling of the earth. We will come back and talk about that. But we really want to give the Lord the glory. And the first scripture we're going to go to today is Genesis 12:2. And the second one will be Second Samuel 7 and 9, but we're going to elaborate on that. And I don't know how much time we have before commercials, because we want to be in order, okay? And we want to make sure that our radio listeners are tuned in. And feel free to tune in and call us at our call-in number. That's 646-668-2247 at our Mornings at the Mansion show.
Yes.
And you guys can call in, and we can, you know, just whatever you feel, if you want to send your shouts out to this amazing woman of God, Chef Malika McGee, and just let her know that you hear her, that you're going to be praying for her and her, all the vision that God has given in her belly. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to pillow her, make it happen, okay? Because of God, what God makes happen in our lives. And just remember, America, we are the angelic beings sometimes in people's lives. And I say all the time that we're waiting for God to crack the sky and the angels to fall out and get to working. But it's us that have to work on the behalf of heaven and the lives of people. We just thank the Lord for that. So, Laura, you want to give them a little snippet of that Genesis?
Yes, I'm ready.
Two, and then we'll elaborate on that in a minute, okay?
God's love letter,
which is fire!
Yes!
Woo!
We got to get our voices. I'm just going to
okay, say. I will make
of you a great nation. Mm-hmm. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless them who bless you and curse him who curses you.
Mm-hmm.
And in you, all your families of earth will be blessed.
Amen.
And that's my prayer for my family, and that's why I'm doing all.
Yeah, that's what the word says. But I tell you, we have one of our studio audience. I would love Sister Dalit to read that version in her interpretation. So can you read that? Because my phone is way older. So can you read that aloud, please?
Fire!
Fire! Yes!
I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed.
How about
did
that?
Did I just say that?
Yeah, Elect was saying this, baby. That's what's so amazing about that. Because God says that he will do what he said he will do, which in the King James is a whichever interpretation, I will make your name great. But for him in the New Believer's Translation, he says, I will make your name famous.
Woo!
With that being said, I will make your name great, # self-made sisters.
Oh,
yes! Yes! That is so awesome! Because that's where the tenacity comes. To be self-made because of God, who God says he is. Because initially he made us who we are.
Mm-hmm.
He, from Jeremiah 29:11, he says he has a plan for us in his womb.
Yes.
So for all of God's people, he has a plan for us.
Yes.
So, and it's to prosper us and not harm us, like he says in his word.
Sure.
But it's all about what you believe and what you're going to do with what you believe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he can have a plan for you, but if you're sitting on a plan, if you want to sleep till noon, get a dream, because ain't nothing coming to a sleeper but a dream.
Okay.
And that's that dream. But if you're a dreamer,
you get up and say,
And you do those things because it's what God says about who you are, that I will make your name great. So this is what we're going to do, America. Y'all know we're coming back.
Yes.
We go into our commercial and our blog listeners. So we'll be back as our listeners chime out and then come back in. Y'all know we're going to listen to a little bit of that Byron Holton. Yes, I'm so excited about that. Byron,
let this be a lesson to you that you should not judge a book by its cover. This is a true story.
Declaring that this song will be a Grammy winner.
Yes!
Y'all know we're going to talk a little bit about Byron Holt, and I made me some notes, though, because y'all know the Holy Spirit, get out there. You'll have me out there, and I had to make some notes, and I'm letting everybody know this is some notes. Okay, so August the 19th, come on now. Y'all get ready. because we're having a Sold Out to Jesus concert on the lawn here at the Mansfield Park Road. Featuring Byron Holden, who's going to be that nominated, winning, Grammy winner.
Yes.
Okay? So we're so excited about that. That is also on our Eventbrite page. So look us up on Facebook if you just want to go to Eventbrite. Pull it up. It's called the Sold Out to Jesus concert. Okay?
Yes.
And
woo!
Put your proceeds. And this concert's only $10. Okay? And it is to do what we're called to do, bless the man or woman of God.
That's
in this
right.
case, it's the man of God. We want to be a blessing because we blessed what?
To be a blessing.
Yes. And we really are. We really are.
I love being here.
I'm telling you.
That's
I'm
what we
want to
do.
That's kind of like what we're doing here with Malika. So we don't really want to hurt a shared testimony right now because we want everybody, our blog listeners and our Facebook listeners, but we do want you to just, you know, let the world know a little bit about your heart.
Okay.
You know, we have
right
time.
Now?
Yeah, just a little bit about your heart. And then we'll come back to the test.
Well, I come from Centralia, Illinois. Shout out to the Gila always. And I live in Midland, Texas. So shout out to the square.
Amen.
To them also. And so I love God. I'm a mom. I have a wonderful man in my life. His name is Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Hey, Steven. So I can do all of this.
Come on now.
You know, because bills have to be paid.
Come on now.
Things have to be done. And so I'm just grateful that I'm here. And
Amen.
I'm able to share my story. And that's about it.
Amen.
I'm just grateful. I'm just Absolutely. Grateful. I don't have anything else to say. I'm just grateful because I could have been somewhere else.
Amen.
And
Amen.
You say Amen. That things been happening since you came here.
Man.
Lord, I'm cracking up, Lord. Hold on, Lord.
Man, halfway been happening. It's like you wake up every day with a new blessing being around y'all.
Amen.
Every day is something new.
Amen.
Every day is something new. And so, I mean, it could be something small, but it's something
new. Hallelujah. Yes, and you know what's so amazing? Because that's what the Lord says. He says that his mercy is new every morning.
Yes.
And when you know that, you
every
wake up
morning.
And what are you, Lord? You're not asking.
I'm
you're expecting.
Okay?
Yeah,
we're not asking.
Yes.
We're expecting.
Yes, and we do. And when you get around, like Sister Janet says, contagious Christians, you just, you know, it's like throwing the wave. Y'all remember how y'all used to throw that wave? Well, we throw that wave too.
Yeah.
Tuesdays, I tell you, my week is complete.
Yes.
You know, everything that God has is in the atmosphere, so the rest of the week I'm running after it, but at the same time, it's running after me because He says that our blessings will run us down and over.
Yes. Woo!
Okay. So we just get in position to do that.
Yes.
And that's what we're excited about for you
yes.
here at the mansion
yes.
and all those things that God has put in your heart and in your spirit
you.
To be able to be more than a conqueror because you are that. Okay,
yes.
and we're just going to pillar you
yes.
and help you and be about your Father's business as we about our Father's business.
Yes.
And then He's going to be about our business. And y'all know how that goes. That's
yes.
the dunamis
yes.
power. Okay. So boom. Bam. Dynamite.
Yes. I'm telling you. I love it. Love it.
Yeah,
yes.
love it. Love it.
I'm telling you because when you know that you read God's word, and Laura says it's love letters and it's
fire!
Yeah.
So,
I gotta get on point.
Y'all gotta get on point.
Like,
yes.
I'm gonna catch one of these fires in a minute. Hold on,
really?
I gotta get on point.
Really?
Y'all be on point.
Come on now, girl. Well, and when you know that you're a fire, it's consuming.
Yeah.
And you're gonna burn up some stuff. Anybody that come in your lane, sometime I hear the speed bumps. You're in my lane. You come over here, you're gonna get burned up. Okay?
Yes.
Burn it up.
Yes.
I'm gonna use that one.
Oh, good.
Burn it up.
Yes.
Because it's like fire.
Yes.
You do that, and this word is in you, and you're consuming fire. That's what God says. Come on now. You ain't got connected to the burning bush. It's just plain old mind. You're gonna get burned up. Okay.
What you say? That ain't got nothing
yeah,
to do with
none.
That, huh?
Because you be burning me up.
That's that other side.
Come on now. Okay? I'm just so excited about that. I really am. And it's probably time to come back, go back to, you know, our blog show. We good. Okay. We good. Can we hear a little bit of that, Anthony? Can we hear some more this morning?
Yeah. Everybody get up. You may be in your car getting ready to go worship, or whatever you may be. I'm just gonna take out this time to talk about my Savior. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm gonna go and praise Him. Yeah. We just stepping for Jesus. I see you. Let's go. It's like a gentle breeze, fresh off the ocean seas. Pleasant, oh pleasant. Sweet like a honeycomb, for your favorite piece of candy. There's something about when I hear that name.
When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me, cause
when I hear that name,
people stop and stare, cause I cannot come down. When I hear that name, I lose all self-control. And if you don't mind, I'm just gonna talk about it.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
Something about the name that we call Jesus.
Sounds so good, don't you agree? Yeah.
Something about the name.
Like a smell of sweet perfume.
Just like sweet perfume.
Your name could light the darkest of rooms.
When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me.
When I hear that name,
people stop and stare, but I don't care. He's my shield, my hiding place, a joy in which I can refrain from dancing.
McGee, and we're talking about some amazing encounters that she's had since she's been here.
Just the love at the mansion.
Amen.
2700 West Park Road. It's not a heart. It's not a 2700 West Park Road. It's just
be a heart. Because it's nothing but love up here.
Wow.
That's it. It's nothing but love. And you feel it. As soon as you turn into that parking lot,
wow.
You feel it.
Yes.
You feel
wow.
it.
That is so amazing.
Oozing out in the street. It's just oozing.
Well, they better drive on up.
I'm talking about some drive in.
I'm telling you.
Something fashion. But I don't know. You got to come in and have the experience.
That's right.
Because that's what it's all about. But, you know, we try to talk about you, Malika, but we having a John the Baptist Jesus moment right now.
Yes. Well, let me talk about my wandering in the wilderness moment. Okay.
Yeah, this is her testimony.
Yes. Oh, wow. So where do I begin? Like I said earlier, I come from a small town in Illinois called Centralia. And this town is not even 10,000 people. It's maybe the size of like a mod of hands or if y'all don't even know what that is.
Right.
You can tell how small it is.
So
it's just a small town. And pretty much everything there has been shipped overseas. The factories have gone overseas. You know, only thing we do have, main jobs in my town, is the state-ran mental health facility that they're trying to shut down, and we have a prison that you know they're not trying to shut down.
Right.
So with the prison being there, you have people coming from all these places that want to visit their loved ones. So in tune with that, they bring their garbage and their mess to our little town, which, you know, it is what it is. But my whole goal is to take everything that I've experienced, the troubles that I've been in, and come back to that town. I want to open up a distribution center.
Right.
I have grandparents that have land there. There's nothing on that land. I see a distribution center. I see a laundromat because we don't have a laundromat. I want a grocery store back in our little neighborhood. I want some walk parks. I want some gardens. I want life.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to start taking pride in our town because when I grew up, people were getting like awards for their yards and they lived in the quote-unquote project.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that anymore. People just, when you don't take pride in yourself, it shows.
Come on now.
And my thing is, I want people to get back to where we are taking pride in everything that
we
do. From what we put in our mouth, because I tell people, once you get conscious about what you put in your mouth, you get conscious about everything around
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
It opens a window up, and you start to just feel things that you've never felt before.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everybody has their own New Year's. Well, my New Year's is October 25th, and because that's my birthday. And October 25th of 2015, I made a promise with myself that I was not going to be the same person that I had been being
mm-hmm.
these past years, just being redundant, being comfortable in being nothing.
Mm. Come on, y'all hear that? America.
Because you don't want to, because you're scared of what the future could, you know what being nothing is. You know, you're comfortable in just being regular.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew in my heart that God had more for me than just to be regular. And so October 25th, there's a young lady by the name of Ashley Nelson. What's up, Ashley? You will always be part of my story because she wanted to do an impromptu first season. Anybody know anything about first season?
Yes.
It's where you take your first week of whatever it is you make and you present it towards God.
That's right.
That he will have a promise that you will lack for nothing and that your vats will be plenty and
Come
they
on.
Will overflow.
Come on now.
Okay? And so she wanted to do this in October. Okay, now most churches do it in January,
mm-hmm.
but it can also be done in October. And so it just so happened to be on my birthday. And I always gonna cash my check when I get it. Like, hey, I'm cashing it. But for this week, I kept this check. I'm sitting on the third row on the left-hand side. Pastor Bell walked down and was like, you know, come on, Ashley, we're gonna pray over your money. And he always explained why he's doing something. He said, this is for no one else. This is for her. This is what she wants to do, but we're going to pray. I get a nudge. It was like, you need to go first feed your check. I'm looking around like, God, I know you ain't talking to me. I need my money. I kept on.
Okay, Ashley.
Y'all
done that.
Y'all asked me, do what you're doing. So
yeah.
I get another nudge. Like, I know you heard me talking to you. Like, for real. I need you to go and first feed this money. I'm like, God, I got bills to pay. If I go home tell Steve not I'm going to charge $1,100 this week and I ain't going to have no man, nowhere to live. And it's not the fact that I did it. It's the fact that we didn't discuss it. And
mm-hmm.
it wasn't, you know, something. Got another nudge, said, okay, I see where you're coming from. But my question to you is, are you going to trust me or are you going to trust your man?
Come on. Up.
Yeah.
Get y'all. Come on. Can I get a
hug? That was the next voice.
So
okay. You might want, this is my moment of the tongue. You guys do a real divine connect with Jesus right now. We're going into the language. Okay, go ahead, Malika.
So,
I'm sorry.
So I told him, I said, I bought that checkup and I said, you know what, God? I'm going to trust you.
Come on now.
I walked up to that altar and Pastor Bell looked at me and said, you know what you're doing? I said, please believe me. I know what I'm doing. He took my check. We prayed. And then a year later, I posted about it on Facebook and my friend Shamiqua had took a picture. So she sent me, I didn't even know she took this picture, but she took a picture and captured this moment. It's me, Pastor Bell, Ashley, and my mom standing up at the altar praying at this moment.
Over the decision.
Yes. So I sit back down, and as soon as I sit down, I said, you know what, God? I did what you asked me to do. Now you better show up and show out.
That's what you got to do.
And I said,
yeah,
it just
that's
like
what
that.
You
got to
do.
So I got bills. You know Stephen is crazy, and I don't feel like going through all of that.
Okay.
You know, I really don't. Like, I'm stressed. Like, I'm not stressing, but I'm like, oh, Lord. So I didn't even tell him that I did it. But then all the next day, and I worked for him. I was his secretary at the time. So I'm sitting at the desk trying to do my work.
You really rocking it out.
I ain't even working. Just trying to figure out, oh, Lord, how am I going to tell this man I done gave the church my whole check, Lord Jesus.
That's that supernatural thing, though. Yeah. Go ahead, girl.
I get
come
a phone
on
call
now.
From my assistant pastor at 11:30, Miss Perkins, saying, Pastor Bill, I want to speak with you at 6 o'clock. Lord, what I done did now. Make a long story short.
Yeah.
I go up there, we greet, and he proceeds to tell me that during his nightly meditation, God told him to give me my check back. He just wanted to see if I was going to be obedient.
That's what God said.
God, he is a rescuer.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I fell to my knees.
Come on now.
And I was like, You kidding me? Because don't no black church get no money. That's what I told him. I said, that check was still folded. He hadn't even looked at the check. Okay?
Come on now.
He didn't even look at it. It was still balled up the same way I gave it.
Come on now.
He said in his meditation, God told him to give me my check back. So from that moment on,
I have just been
walking, and if I get these visions, I follow them.
Yes.
And people that know me, they know that my life changed. Mm-hmm. And that's why my life changed, because I heard that voice.
Come on now.
I followed it, and I've been continuously following it every day.
Hallelujah.
I have dreams, and my very first pop-up shop was a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I called my cousin. Even before all of this happened, my cousin Kenya, that lives in Miami, I'm sitting there in the bed, over 200 and some pounds. I said, girl, I had a dream last night. I'm traveling around telling people about health and fitness. Girl, we cracking up laughing on the phone.
Okay.
I mean, we rolling. And she's like, girl, you can do it. I was like, girl, do you see me right now? How big I am? Like, girl, you're going to go ahead and find me chicken and eat. I ain't got no help with it, girl.
Come on, say
then,
it.
Then I had a conversation. Then my cousin, then me and Steven, we bought our house. And I invited all my family over for Thanksgiving. My cousin LaShawn came from Kentucky. Well, you know, I done cooked up everything, like soul food, everything. We got everything. He gets sick because he's used to eating green and eating healthy. But he was tearing up the dressing. He didn't eat any pork, but just the food in general. He's not used
too
to
rich.
Eating like that. He eats light. I'm like, cuz, why you get sick? There ain't nothing wrong with the food. I'm just not used to eating like that. You need to get in tune with this doctor by the name of Dr. Sebi, because you will really like him. Sitting there working my desk, nothing to do, Google Dr. Sebi, changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
People wonder why I created Electric Flavor. I started studying his herbs and how he uses the earth to heal us.
Come on now.
Wow.
Not medicine, not Prozac, not these chemicals. And people wonder why you stay sick. Your body does not know how to process chemicals.
Come on,
God
now.
Did not make chemicals. God put the earth on the earth for
that's
the healing
right.
of the nations. He did not put chemicals. And when you get back to the earth, your body will heal itself.
That's it. Come on now.
Wow.
You got
and I know
in the
you don't believe
about
it.
To break
you
Woo!
don't believe it because we've been so brainwashed.
Yeah, that's right.
But plant you a garden.
Woo! You can't even, I'm telling you, I walk in a grocery store and I get an anxiety attack because I know what they're doing to our food.
Yeah.
We have to get back to teaching our kids how to grow something from the earth because that's where our healing comes from.
That's it.
And if you can eat fresh, people, I'm telling you, eat as fresh as possible because they have wax on your food. Mm. They're injecting your food with things. And we wonder why we're sick. That's we don't know how to process these chemicals.
Come on now.
That's why we're sick. And it's my mission
to come out
here and tell you this because the insurance companies don't want you to know. Your doctor doesn't want you to know because he gets a kickback by every prescription he writes
That's
you.
Right.
He gets a kickback from that.
Say it.
I have people using electric flavor getting off of medication. Started off, one of my clients started out on 5 milligrams of high blood pressure medicine. Few years later, he's up to 40. And he's not even 50. He's like, why am I increasing? You started giving me more medicine. You're not healing me. He doesn't want you to be healed.
Right. That's right. God is a healer.
He does not want you to be healed.
He's a healer.
You're healing earth and nature. God put everything you need in these herbs. Believe me or not, I'm telling you the truth.
That's it.
And that's my message. Get back to the herbs and the earth and the healing of the nation.
Amen.
And you will be fine.
Woo!
You got a headache? Drink you some water and go lay there.
Yeah.
You taking these pills, these ibuprofen, it's messing your liver up.
Yeah, it does. Shut it down.
I'm telling you. Go to sleep. That's what half y'all need anyway. Is sleep.
Well, we got some good lights off. All that products that I found in that business. So y'all give it a call.
Yes. I'm being real with you.
Yes.
Right? Like, I'm speaking from my soul now because I'm here to, this is my God-given mission. Like that scripture said, I'm here to heal the lands. I'm here to bring it.
What he said.
And that's what my seasoning does. People ask me, why did you get rid of your food truck? Why don't you want to do a restaurant? Why don't you need a building? And I'm going to make it as plain as this. My product, if you have a food truck, you need what I have.
That's right.
If you have a restaurant, you need what I have.
Yes.
If you have a hospital, you need
come
what
on,
I have.
Come on.
If you have a jail, instead of giving these inmates saltpeter, you need what I have.
Come on now.
If you have a house, as a woman wanting to get something in there healthy for your family with some flavor, you need what I have. So every individual on this earth, president, no matter who you are, you need what I have.
That's it.
Period,
that's
point
it.
Blank. It's gluten-free, zero calories, kosher.
Come on. Can you break that kosher down?
Kosher, when things are kosher, it means it's taken care of. It's pure. It's clean. There's no impurities in it.
Mm-hmm.
What I was searching for when I created my seasoning, because everything at the store had a chemical in it. And I was like, I don't want any more chemicals in my body. You see my hair? It's natural. I don't even want chemicals in my hair, so why do I want to put it in my body?
Yeah.
And I tell people, when you season your food, that's the foundation. And if your foundation is strong, it doesn't matter what you eat.
That's it.
Your foundation. And we as Black people, we put salt, Lowry, Accent, lemon pepper, Cajun man. We got a month's worth of seasoning on one meal.
Yeah.
And we wonder why we swelling up and water is coming out our ankles.
That's right. Say it now.
Too much salt. Oh, and my seasoning is low sodium.
Yeah.
And it got, what is it, Ms. V?
Flavor!
People, you know, I have my nutrition facts. My stuff is blessed by the rabbi.
Come on,
so,
man.
I mean, I'm ready to launch nationally this Friday. And, I mean, I'm telling people, this was a vision that I started. And my birthday is October 25th. I started this not even a year ago. And I'm here launching nationally this Friday at the mansion.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Look at God. I haven't even been doing this a year. I started off. My dad was going home for his 50th anniversary. He just called to tell me, hey, Malika, I'm going back to Illinois, you know. God immediately hit me. You need to be in that car with him. Then it came with, you need to do a pop-up shop. That was my very first pop-up shop. So shout out to Centralia because y'all are the reason why I'm even here because y'all supported me so much that I was able to make enough money to even start my process to go to Memphis.
Amen. Amen.
That very first pop-up shop. Me and my dad were supposed to go home through St. Louis. We went through Memphis. I didn't even have an appointment.
said, Daddy, can we go through Memphis instead of going through St. Louis?
Sure, Malika. I didn't have an appointment. I walked right in the shop. Little lady named Miss Dorinda. Oh, my God, I finally get to meet you. The plant I'm working with, it's a family. I'm not a number.
Come on.
When I call them, they know me. Hey, Malika. Hey, Miss Electric Flavor. Oh, I get all of that, you know? And they know me. They don't treat me like, oh, we just getting your money and that's it. No, they know me. And like I said earlier, I like relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And each and every one of my clients that I have, people that buy seasoning from me, I have a relationship with them on some kind of level. Because when you buy from me, I'm connected to you. Like, mm-hmm. I really feel something, a connection with you. Because I'm like, okay, they're getting it.
Yeah.
They're starting, I'm planting a seed to where they're actually being conscious about what they're putting in their body. So for me, just to plant that seed, that's amazing. And even if you don't buy anything, for me to give you a sample and just to, you to start thinking about
yes.
what you're putting in their body, I've done my job.
Yes.
I've done my job.
Yes.
I've
yes.
done my
yes.
job. And it's like, I carried my little, I showed them earlier, but I'll just put it all the way out there. This was me. I don't know if you can see it, but this was me 20 years ago. I got in trouble when I was in college for forgery of a commercial instrument. And if people don't know what that is, I was on my grind. I was trying to cash a $10,000 check to get on my hustle. And so, you know you're not a criminal when you get caught doing something the first time.
Come on now.
That's it.
Really saving grace.
Man, the stuff that I saw in that jail, I saw a lady detoxing off heroin, Lord Jesus. It scared me half to death. And then for the faucet to be connected to the toilet and they use the bathroom and I'm supposed to go drink some water
That's
outside
right.
of that thing.
That's
I don't
right.
know, boo boo. I like Victoria's Secret. I like ice. I like a blanket that ain't got no holes in it. It's like my first month in jail, I had a blanket the size of like, it was so little and it had holes in it. I mean, just the things that we take for granted.
Come on now.
Things, I mean, little things. And so it's like, that's why I carry that card in my pouch and leave, because I tell people, everybody is one decision away from being
Come
just like anybody
Come
else.
On
so
say
for you to
truth.
Judge somebody, oh, I never do this and I never do that, I never say never. Because I was playing around with my cousin, we was eating, and we was in the car, I was like, ooh, girl, look at me. This is what I look like if I was pregnant. A week later, I found out I was pregnant. Okay? I never. Tongue is a powerful instrument.
It is.
Sitting on the couch in my homegirl's house, I was like, girl, I ain't never been to jail. A week later, I was getting booked.
That's
so
it.
I figured
say
that
it.
If
say
I'm going to manifest some things in my life, it's going to be
flip
God.
The
yeah. 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 It's not going to be no negative, man.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that. It's going to be God. I mean, this, and
That's
this
it.
To line up.
That's it.
I need you to work this out for me. And I tell people, speak. My friend Carlika. Carlika, shout out all day long. Her thing is speak what you see.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. If you speak in something, you speak that.
That's
yes.
it.
And I feel that on all kinds
Amen.
Of levels.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
On every level. And it's like, that's what I've been doing. That's what
awesome.
I've been doing.
That's awesome.
That's what I've been doing. If I feel something like the radio thing, I was adamant about that radio.
Yeah.
I'm getting on somebody's radio. I'm going to keep on my way on somebody's radio. And you know, and I'm just blessed that God put me on his radio first.
That's it.
Yeah.
Amen.
For people to see me and see my aura and my spirit
Amen.
To where they would want me to be
yeah.
on their radio.
Right.
To share
true.
My message and things like that.
That's they, true.
A lot of times people are like, oh,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm just grateful.
Hallelujah.
To anybody that I can help, you know, I'm here. I'm here to serve because, like I say, my hashtag that I put on my post, they have been literally speaking life.
Mm-hmm.
I read my hashtag, it's God's will, not mine. Change your circle. Change your life. Don't believe me. Just watch. When people
Come
was out
on,
there
yeah.
down me, I didn't even know I was going to be on no reality show. But like I say, don't believe me.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you something.
Come on now.
You know? And people would laugh at me. Get your flavor back. What that mean? I don't know, but you're going to know.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know, but you're going to know in a minute. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like I just look at those and I read those and I'm like, man, I didn't have a clue at what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But God knew everything he was
Amen.
Giving me to say and me speaking it every day. Like I tell people,
yeah.
my one of my favorite verses that when I got in trouble, I was in rehab and a lady gave me this verse. And it's Psalms 51. And it's created me a clean heart.
Yeah.
And I've been about to cry because I've been meditating on that verse for 17 years. And right now, it's coming to pass. He's created my clean heart. He's renewed my right spirit. He didn't cast me away because he could have cast me
away.
That's right. You know? And I believe that. And when I get down, I just go back to that Psalms 51 because I'm where I'm supposed to be. And then I backdoor that Psalms 51 with, again, my church is just awesome. Our verse the year before was Romans 8:28.
That's
my verse. All things working according. You know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they working. They working. They working. So I tell people, I don't care if you don't believe me. Just watch Blue Line.
Because
me and Miles over here, if you part of my team, we moving and shaking.
And
we making moves. So if you want to stay stagnant, if you want to stay doing what you're doing and be selfish and don't want to be part of the team, it rocks because I don't work like that.
It's
all about a team over here and pulling those puzzle pieces together. Don't forge your pieces. Bring them to the middle of the table so we can build this puzzle and build that thing to where we can put it up in a frame and put it up on the wall as a finished puzzle.
Not any
missing pieces. Like my grandpa, he was a puzzle maker. And he would make the biggest puzzles and then he would frame them. And that's what this reminded me of. It's like when this puzzle is finished and it's on the wall framed and you looking at it, you're like, man, I did that.
Come on now.
And then you start with the next puzzle and you put that piece together. And you'd be like, man, I did that.
Yeah.
Like with my clothing line with Anthony. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for that.
Come on now. That vision
came to me in my sleep. I was in class with a girl that was Pentecostal. She looked so uncomfortable in her chef uniform. Every day she looked uncomfortable. I went home, had a dream, and God gave me a vision to create some chef dresses.
Come on now.
Okay.
Uh oh.
So I got my own line of chef dresses.
But a female
chef that want to look good in the kitchen.
That's right.
And to backdoor all of that, it's like everything that I've been through. I have my book coming out too. I'm writing the last few chapters of that right now. It's called Same Hustle, Different Products.
That's right.
Because it's like when I was out there selling weed and traveling up around these states, that's the same way I'm selling my season. I said, God didn't give me this hustle for nothing.
Wow.
The same hustle, but a different product.
That's right. A real one.
I can travel up and down this highway now and ain't got to worry about getting pulled over.
That's right.
Yeah, y'all see my little sack, but it's seasoning in these boots. ain't no dope in these boots. This is seasoning, baby.
Trunk anytime.
You know what I'm saying? Pop trunk anytime. I'm just at that point where I'm just ready to go and just find my distributor, find the people that want Electric Flavor. I'm not going to make you get it.
Come on now.
Because eventually you're going to have it. You know? And you're gonna be addicted to it once you try. I got people telling me, like, girl, you gave me them samples, and I'm running around my kitchen looking for that little nickel sack of peas. I said, not the nickel sack. I said, okay, I got you, but I ain't mad at you. If that's how we can connect, that's how we can connect. Yeah. I'm feeling you. I feel it. And then people, and I had one lady, like, why do you call it kitchen crack? I said, eat some, you will know. Okay. She called me back and was like, oh my God, I need some more of that stuff. Yeah. I said, well, that's why I call it kitchen crack. That's exactly what it is. It's some kitchen crack.
You know, you just can't believe people on the left
that
they're at. Mm-hmm. You know, some people select your flavor, some people's kitchen crack.
You know, you just gotta know what it is. And that's the thing, it's like, I love being the type of person that I can go anywhere and mingle with anybody and accept you for who you are. And I think me going to jail taught me that, because I was in a pod with, Lord Jesus, all kinds of people. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
And I learned so much, because I always tell myself, no matter what, the glass is never halfway empty.
That's
it's always halfway full.
Right.
And I took that experience and I told myself, God, I'm just grateful that I don't have any kids going through this experience with me right now. That I'm by myself and I'm learning. Because if I had my daughter going through this right now, I wouldn't be able to handle it. And I didn't even know if I was gonna have any kids then, because, you know, I wasn't there yet in my life. But that's how I looked. I said, well, God, whatever I can do, learn from this. I learned survival skills. I learned how to make makeup out of Noxzema, baby powder, coffee, and lotion. I learned how to color with Tootsie Pops and deodorant. I learned how to make paint out of lotion and Skittles. I saw a girl make an 8-chip cake out of chip bags and a cup and a Bunsen burner. You hear me? A cup of water with a Bunsen burner and a chip bag.
Wow.
And put a rubber band, like one of them black hair rubber bands. I can cook anything. If I can cook there, I can cook anywhere. And a chip, my thing is, chip bags was like commodities, because that's what we cook in. If you had chip bags, you had everything. That was like money if you had a chip bag. And my commentary box stayed full, because my mama made sure that I was taken care of. I didn't want any visits, because it made no sense for them to drive 9 hours for 15 minutes to talk in a room with a screen this thick and you can't even hear.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. I'm not that selfish.
Yeah.
I put myself here. You didn't put me here. But when I walked out that door, who was right there?
Yeah.
My mom and daddy. My mom and daddy was right there. And that was the best feeling that I ever could have felt. And I told myself, when I get out of here, I never want to put them through that. And that was one of the things that I told myself, I got to get my name back. I never wanted to be a statistic, or a bad statistic. And when I became one, it just killed everything in me, because I wasn't brought up like that. Like, my parents, they did everything for us. We was in sports, church, we made straight A's, you know, they never missed a ball. I got my whole entire life on video camera. From 1987 on, my whole entire life was recorded, because they never missed a thing. And I was like, they don't deserve that. They do not deserve everything that they work for to just be like a big in their face. I was like, nah, I'm better than this.
That's all.
And for my grandmother to tell me, this is something you did, this is not who you are, that made the biggest change in me.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you know what, it is something I did. And it's not who I
am
unless I refuse to change.
And you know what, Malika, so many people, including myself, have been through some things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some other kind of fires, like a forest fire, you know, and make decisions. But, you know, it's not how you go through it, it's how you come out.
How you come out.
You know, on the other side, you know. And just like you were saying, you know, you were very concerned about your reputation. But what goes back to Genesis 12 and 2, where the Lord said that He will make your name great.
Yeah.
You just got to get back in the given room to do that, you know. And we, even though we fumble through our faith, we fumble through life.
Yes.
So that's the portion that I love about Donnie Clark, when he says, get back up.
Get up.
You know,
get
for a righteous man or woman.
Take it
off.
Keep going.
And like you say, shake it, put the dust on your feet.
And keep going.
Get you some fly. Yeah.
Get it back.
Yeah. So thank you so so much for sharing your testimony with us today.
Thank you.
You know, people needed to hear that because a lot of people are going through some things.
Yes.
Some people have hidden prisons, you know, not the actual tangible prison.
Yes.
You know, some more people are incarcerated in the free world than that
are
in the
mind.
World now,
right.
You know,
that's right.
And, and, you know, just to be able to have, and I know more than you and I have visions of everybody in here, dreams and inspiration.
Yes.
You know, but we have to tap into the real source.
Yes.
Which is the King.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo!
And I'm telling you, he just downloads so many things. And a lot of times the visions and dreams come because we ain't hearing him while we're awake. You know, so when we go to sleep.
So let me give you a dream.
Yes. He can get a minister.
So you can get it.
You know, and he does it through visions and dreams. You know, and that's how he taps into us, because about, what, 10% of who we are, no, 90%, I'm sorry, is in our sleep. That's where restoration comes, rejuvenation, inspiration. You know, everything about us happens in our sleep. Believe it or not, we're restored there. And this product that you have, I'm excited because this morning, I think I was getting up to make coffee, and I saw the thing that Ms. V had gotten us all when you first came. It's empty, Malika. It's empty. And then, you know, yes, and I don't know where this came from with my husband, but he was telling me yesterday we were in the kitchen. He was cooking. He hooked it up and used all electric flavor. But he said to me, honey, I think I'm going to plant a garden. And I was like, really? And I said, well, you need to get my sister because she has one side house. And he goes, no, I know what to do. I'm just going to do that. I was like, you know, my mind was like, well, what if you sell our house? But anyway, that's what you want to do. Go ahead. Go for it. So, America. I'm so excited. We're looking really fresh.
Yes.
I'm sure. So just being able to blow that.
Like, even out
you
here,
know,
you have just a little plot.
Yeah. That was one, but the lady didn't finish it. But Malika,
okay.
you can re-hit the what? Reset! Yes! Amazing, and I just pray that your testimony today was, you know, ignited someone.
Yeah.
To, you know, look in the mirror today and challenge themselves that if you can do it, they can do it.
And it was hard. It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Because I ended up getting pregnant and having to be a mom.
Yeah.
And put, like women tell me all the time, it ain't about you no more, baby. It's about that baby.
Yes.
Now I'm just getting back to the point to where I'm not going to say I raised her fully. But she's at that age to where I can talk to her as a young woman and she understands what I need to do and all of this. And that I have supportive parents to help me do this, because everybody can't just be going off living their dreams and stuff. And that's why I only had one, two. So it wouldn't be a problem with having some help.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's true. And we have to have that in every inch of our life, raising children. Bringing up businesses, you know, just every entity, really, of who we are. Ministry, let's not forget that, because we can't leave our covering.
Yes.
It's so important
that
you're covered by the man and woman of God.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And then hear them, because they have experiences, and they don't even have nothing to do with age. You know, I think I'm older than my pastor wife, but their wisdom surpasses.
Yes.
You know, all of that, and their experiences and their encounters and teaches them how to cover their people, you know, so we have to know that. And even being a leader, I have to cover my people.
Yes.
And that's why I thank God for all of our intercessors that have come into our lives.
Yes.
That come in and walk
for us. This lady right here. The little thing didn't start until 10. I was in there doing some work. She got here about
eight something.
Her was in here praying. She's praying over the microphone.
She's praying over the chair.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And then after she finished praying, literally, I made some phone calls to some really important people to try to get distribution. Tell me why the people called back. And
come
I could send in my paperwork to start getting processes started for electric flavors to be sold there and distributed through them. So I came and told her, I was like, thank you, girl.
You have people petitioning for you
that
don't even know you. You guys hadn't even been introduced, but she was. You were already under the covering because you're here at the mansion where we do those kind of things and covers you to where you can connect and be everywhere you need to be.
I knew why she was here. She's my sister. I gave her a hug. So what's going on? Okay, I'll pray for you.
That's exactly what she said. We didn't know no names. We didn't know nothing went on back in there. She just came here.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, hey, can you ask or nothing? It's already in their heart to do that, to cover you, to just be mindful that that's where you're at. You have arrived. It's not that you weren't there before, but it's always great when you go into the next dimension and you're already covered.
Like Pastor Bell said, it's good to know that you know.
That you know.
That you
know.
Okay. You know that you know. Yes.
So that's the danger that you know it and you know her. Like you know it.
Yeah,
you
know
her.
Yeah, and that's beautiful, though, and that is our Holy Spirit. That's why I encourage people to definitely get connected in that place, because he leads and guides you into all truth, and he does, and that's how you can tap into where you need to be, you know, and in this season, because every season is our season, but in this season, right here, America.
It's time for me to reap that harvest from the seed that I sowed on October 25th.
And you know what I wanted to tell you? I wanted to just take a moment to speak into you right now. As you were sharing your testimony, the Lord just kept saying to me, humanitarian, because you want to go back to your community and create life and, you know, busyness and, you know, and you want it to once again to exist, you know, to you know, manifest and not just, you want it to live and breathe and do all those things. You know, and for you to have that heart, God's going to open every window for you to be able to do that. Because, see, it's the heart.
Yes.
That's your motive.
Yes.
And you have an amazing heart for your community.
Yeah.
You
I love
know,
my hometown.
You
I
know,
do.
That
I
is
do.
So amazing
I
to
know.
Do that.
I really do.
You know.
Everything about it. I mean, and it just saddens me because people leave and they go get whatever they're going to get. And then they don't come back. They talk mess about our little town. So don't talk mess about our town if you're not going to put back nothing in. You're going to leave, but don't talk mess about it. Because you have family here. I mean, you out doing big, but your grandmother's fence falling down.
Yeah, come on now.
What that look like?
That's right. That's right.
But you're doing it big.
Yeah.
Your family needs you, but you doing it big.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. My family need me, I'm going to be there.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Just period point
that's
blank.
Right.
This is what this is for.
But you know, that's a lot of the things that your family have put into you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the root of who you are to go back and replant.
Awesome.
You know, and, that, and so we send kudos to your parents right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all order through there because I'm on the go and it keeps me organized. It keeps me so organized when I just get it through there. The shipping is paid for. I don't have to do anything extra but fill the order and take it to the post office. So if you want it, electricflavorspice.com. I'll see it and believe me, I'm on my grind. I will get it to you.
And one more thing we want you to tell them about your
event. Oh, my launch party. My launch party is Friday right here at the mansion. Miss Z is going to hook all of everything.
Yes, Miss Vivica Giles, our event coordinator.
Yes. Everything.
That is the flyer.
Miss Anthony Michelle.
Yes.
My designer made these for me. So I got people asking me what they need to wear. Just take inspiration from this. You see how pretty and gorgeous this is.
Yes.
So just show up to add
to flow.
To compliment her nice work on this.
Yes.
I ain't gonna tell nobody what to wear. Just compliment the flight. Just compliment it. Red carpet starts at 6 and it's over at 10. We got some singers. We got some entertainment.
Ooh,
I mean,
food.
Yeah, we got a little bit of food.
A lot of electric flavor.
Yeah, a lot of electric flavor.
Jesus' name.
We will
go out on that note today. And just be mindful that we do have amazing things going on here at the Mansion on Park Row. This week it just happens to be Electric Flavor with Chef Malika McGee. And then next month it'll be Byron Holton here on the complex doing what God's called him to do. The man behind the music. All of us being sold out to Jesus. Amen. We have things on the calendar. We have an amazing lady here who just keeps us balanced out. She keeps us moving. Vivica Giles is our coordinator for the Mansions on Park Row. She does it all. She does it all.
Yes.
She keeps us all balanced out, on point. She keeps more electric flavor in our life. Yes. And, you know, I just thank God for her. So we just want to send our shout out to Viv. Woo! Yes. So then all of that, and y'all show up. Show up and support Malika McGee.
Thank you.
Hashtag chef. And listen, this is her importation. They're doing their reality show here in the Metroplex, and they just chose the mansion on Park Row, and we're so excited about that.
Yes. No, no, we didn't choose the mansion. The mansion chose us.
Okay.
We chose each other.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
So it's hashtag self-made sisters.
Check us out.
Just remember that God always has a plan for you.
Yeah.
Genesis 12:2 says that they are to do all, you know, but and make your name great, make it famous. And that's what God promises us. Also read 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 9. God tells us all the time that he will make your name great. And until next Tuesday at 10, we're going to sell out to some Byron Hope. And so y'all check it out. See y'all soon.
Amen.
We just thank God for everything.
This song is dedicated to my past.
Talking about my past. Huh.
Talking about me.
Yeah.
And it's information. Right. I had to leave you 'cause you tried to destroy me.